Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another episode of the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 155, again, here with Ryland.
Now, I know you guys don't know what again means, but Ashton didn't fix my audio, so we had to restart.
Yeah.
But make sure to join our Discord, like I always say. You can possibly get some merch, gift cards, you know, and giveaways and stuff like that, and also get free movie nights out of it. So go check out our Discord, link in the description. Go ahead and check that out. But we can now go over the topic that we already went over, but Ashton...
It's working now. All right, yep, go ahead. New Switch OLED bundle leaks online.
So let's do this again. So a leaker known as Bill Coon has leaked a new Switch bundle online. And it's a Switch OLED bundle. It's actually the same price as the, you know, regular Switch OLED. But it comes with three whole things. It comes with Super Mario Bros. Wonder. And a 3-month subscription to, you know, Nintendo Switch Online, and then the Switch OLED itself is a red and blue, like, console, which Ashton says he's going to buy.
I will eventually.
Eventually. But, this bundle will be announced February 27th, and will only be available in North America. So you guys who aren't, you know, who are in, like, Europe and stuff like that, you guys won't be able to get it, unless if it's, you know, you have a VPN and you order it or something like that.
Or if you join our Discord, you know, we might give it away.
Yeah, we might give away one, you know, just so join our Discord.
Yeah.
But you're going to be saving $68 if you buy this, because you're going to get a 3-month subscription to Nintendo Switch Online that costs $8. And Super Mario Bros. Wonder costs $60. And you're going to get both those things for free. So you're just going to be paying for the console at the original OLED price. So yeah, it's a really good opportunity if you guys don't have a Switch to get this. You get free Nintendo Switch Online and a free Mario game. And Super Mario Bros. Wonder is one of the better Mario games. So yeah, definitely worth it. I mean, it did have a 91 score on OpenCritic, so it's good.
It is a good game.
Yeah, for the little I played it. Because I deleted my emulators.
Yeah.
But also, you know, the Nintendo Switch 2 was also announced in January. And people most likely won't get, you know, this, you know, OLED bundle because of the Switch 2 being announced and stuff. They're probably just going to wait for the Switch 2. Yeah. But if you guys are collectors like Ash, you guys should get it, you know, put in your nice little Nintendo collection. But yeah, also Nintendo is going to host a Direct on April 2nd at 6 a.m. Pacific time, which me and Ashton have talked about, I think, an episode or two episodes ago. We talked about it. So, yeah, just to let you guys know, the Nintendo Switch 2 will most likely be, like, fully announced then, like, you know, date and all, like when it's going to come out, I'd say. So
I would keep say looking, probably. And so I'd say after that, Direct pre-orders would probably go up.
Yeah, most likely. So that means I'm good.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, keep a lookout for that. And we'll obviously let you guys know what's all in the direct and everything like that, like we always do. Every single direct when it comes to Xbox, Nintendo, Play, you know, all that. We're called Two Brothers Gaming for a reason.
Yeah. All
but
right.
That's just a short little recap of what I said.
Said earlier when you guys couldn't hear Rob.
Yeah. You guys will never know what I said before.
All right. Moving on then. Power World hits 32 million players during year one as Nintendo Pokemon lawsuit looms over the horizon.
Yeah, so it's a big milestone for Power World. You know, 32 million players, that's a lot of people. I mean,
yeah.
But
we were
Power World has
that.
Gained more. Yeah, we're two of, you know,
32 million.
Yeah, so we're special.
Yeah.
But developer Pocket Pair, you know, obviously has made this game. Pretty sure you guys should know this. But Power World launched last year in January 2024, and it now has 32 million players across all platforms. Developer Pocket Pair said it's crafting and survival game, which was dubbed Pokemon with Guns. You know, before its record-breaking release hit a milestone across PC via Steam, Xbox, and PS5, Pocket Pair tweeted this and said, "Thank you so much. As always, your support means the world to us." So they're very grateful for the amount of people who have played Power World, even with, you know, the Nintendo lawsuit going on and everything like that. Which is, I mean, it's pretty cool that a whole bunch of people are still playing it, even after this lawsuit. Because, you know, there's a lot of Pokemon fans out there.
Yeah, there is.
But Power World launched on Steam, priced at $30, and straight into Game Pass on Xbox and PC a year ago. Which I played it on Xbox Game Pass, and Ashton played it on both.
Yeah. It's still not cross-platform yet.
Yeah,
they're still supposed to make it. Because most of my progress is on Steam. But to play with you guys, I got to play on Game Pass, and so all my crap doesn't carry over.
Yeah. It's a bunch of bull.
It is a bunch of bull.
But, you know, Power World has had, you know, record-breaking sales and stuff like that across all platforms. And a concurrent player number record in progress. Pocket Pair Boss, Takuro Mizobi, has said Power's launch was so big that the developer couldn't handle the massive profits that the game generated. That's crazy.
Much money.
Imagine just you couldn't handle the millions of dollars getting handed to you.
I wish I had that problem.
Yeah, me too. Hey, you should give me some money, Pocket Pair.
Yeah, rolling in the
I'll way. Take some. Just give me like $2 million.
Yeah, that'd be enough.
Yeah. You know, $2 million each because, you know, we're two brothers game.
Yeah, we can't share it. We gotta have it.
Yeah, why would we share? That's weird. But it says here, Pocket Pair acted swiftly to, you know, capitalizing on Power World's breakout success, signing a deal with Sony to form a new business called Power World Entertainment that tasked with exploration the, you know, IP and launching the game on PS5. As Pocket Pair continues to work, you know, on updating Power World, its high-profile patent lawsuit with Nintendo and the Pokemon Company looms over the horizon. After Power World's huge launch, comparisons were made between, you know, the PALs and Pokemon. And, you know, Pocket Pair was, you know, being accused of ripping off Pokemon and designs, which some of the PALs, you could tell that they were kind of, like, you know, based off Pokemon. Then others were obviously, like, original ideas. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, some of them did look like Pokemon, but not all of them. Like,
no, not all of them did. Some of them, at least you definitely tell that they were inspired by Pokemon. But
yeah, but they didn't look exactly like the Pokemon. Like, so I don't know why Nintendo said, "Oh, we're suing you."
Nintendo. That's just how they are.
They're stingy when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
But Not weird. We're gonna get sued next because we said because I said that.
Probably. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yep.
Nintendo ninjas are listening.
No, scared. But it says here, but rather than, you know, them file like a copyright infringement lawsuit, Nintendo and the Pokemon Company went down the patent route. They want 5 million yen, approximately of $32,846. Tag on, yen is so cheap compared to U.S.
Compared to U.S. dollars, yeah.
Tag on. But each plus late payment damages, as well as, you know, injunction against Power World that would block its release. I don't get why they just don't do a little copyright claim and have them change stuff.
They had them change the way the house spheres were thrown or something stupid.
We talked about it.
Yeah, stupid.
Like,
you can't throw a ball a certain way.
No, Nintendo owns throwing balls. They own baseball, Ashton. They own football. They own basketball. They own everything like that.
Anything has to do with the ball. If it's
a ball, Ashton, they own it.
Yeah, makes sense.
Bowling. They own bowling, too.
I mean, Wii Sports bowling.
Yeah, that's why they made Wii Sports, because they own bowling.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, just to let you guys know, Nintendo owns balls. Like, they own football, basketball. They own just everything.
They own balls.
Yeah, they own balls. But in November, PocketBear confirmed that 3 Japan-based patents, which, you know, revolved around catching Pokemon in a virtual field, it's being sued and stuff like that. I mean, Ashton talked about whenever this was going on back in December or November. You know, they changed how, you know, you can summon the pals, which is stupid.
Yeah.
You can't just throw a spear. I forgot. Doesn't it just like pop up now randomly, like behind, beside, in front? Whatever.
I can't remember. I haven't played it since they done the update, but I remember reading about it. I can't remember. But I know they changed the way it came out of the sphere.
If I remember, they just pop up now, like they do like a little teleport thing.
Yeah.
But still, the spears are in the game, just you're not, like, you can't throw them?
That's stupid.
I have no idea.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's stupid. But patent experts said that Nintendo and the Pokemon Company's lawsuit against PocketBear is evidence of a threat posed by Palworld. They were threatened. So they said, oh, we're going to sue you.
They did threaten them because they made a better game than
Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's sad that a billion-dollar company is scared of PocketBear.
Yeah.
PocketBear is a little tiny indie, you know, gaming company, and then Nintendo is the biggest gaming company there is, like one of the biggest. And Nintendo said, "Oh, we're scared.
You're gonna take our customer.
Get away! I want my money."
Yeah.
But it says here, through all of it, though, you know, PocketBear continued to release major updates for Power World, and even moved forward with crossovers from video games area. That's like a kind of Minecraft type game. It's like a pixel Minecraft. That's yeah. Just because you guys didn't know what Terraria was. It's like pixel Minecraft.
Pixel Minecraft, which is kind of pixely.
Yeah. It's like old based pixels, like Mario.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like how that Mario, like how Mario is, like that format, like the old arcade style. It's like that, but kind of Minecraft. It's just it's complicated.
Have you played it?
Yeah. It's old. It's been out forever.
Oh.
It's a pretty old game. On everything, like mobile, console, PC, and all that.
Never played it.
I've played a little bit. It was like a demo. I've never actually fully played it.
Oh.
Like a lot of the games that I played on my 360
Yeah.
demos.
Yeah. I remember you used to get demos for everything.
Demos were goat.
Yeah.
Then I'd replay it over and over again.
Yeah.
Because I want to play it more. Like Just Cause 3. They gave you an hour of free time for the demo. And then you'd had to restart. So I'll play an hour, restart, play an hour, restart.
Do the same thing over and over again.
Different thing. But, kill people, etc.
Nice.
Just Cause is cool like
Yeah,
that But we move on to the next topic. It's a really interesting topic, I think.
all right. There's a rumor that Rocksteady could be working on a Batman Beyond game.
Batman Beyond's a good series, dude.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool because, Arkham Knight and stuff like that, like the Arkham games, this could be just like it. So,
Arkham games are nice.
oh, yeah. Then, no, don't forget Gotham Knights.
Gotham Knights trash.
I know. I don't know how you go from Arkham, like the Arkham series, to Washed.
Arkham Knight was the first Xbox One game that I bought myself from my Xbox One.
Yeah.
It was a good
You
game.
bought it for me too.
I did, yeah.
I think it was a birthday present or
I think
something.
so.
I
Good.
have it somewhere.
At my mom's
It's a good
probably.
game. Yeah, I think it is. It's in one of my cases. But it is a good game. It's a really good game.
Yeah.
But Rocksteady, the studio known for its incredible successful catalog of single player Batman games, is working on its next project. This is just a rumor, by the way. Just to let you guys know. Before you guys say, oh no, I haven't seen crap when it comes to this.
It's a
It's a rumor.
rumor.
It's like, that's bull crap. Rocksteady hasn't said this. It's a rumor. Just a rumor. So don't get your panties up in a bunch. But they're working on, a possible next Batman game, which is rumored to take, a new take on Batman Beyond. According to a leaker, Rocksteady is looking towards the classic animated show Batman Beyond, the foundation for its next game. A series that, despite only running a few short years, has developed a cult fan base. I mean, it's a pretty good series
I've
when
never
it comes to
watched
Batman. I've watched a few episodes. Decent. There's a lot of Batman series, though.
it.
I don't know how many, but I know there's a lot.
I know there's a lot,
Including, like,
yeah.
Justice League stuff, like, and
Yeah.
all that. There's a lot. But while many studios have tried to capture the magic of comic books in video game form, few have succeeded quite like Rocksteady, which, put itself on the map with its, richly detailed and immersive release of, Batman Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, pitting the player against some of Batman's greatest foes. Rocksteady's Arkham series, stands tall amongst its comic book counterparts and is plainly considered one of the best video game series ever. Rocksteady, certainly, faced a few struggles over the years, namely with, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League.
Yeah,
When that came out,
trash.
me and Ashton trashed on it because it is
It's
trash.
trash. Like Gotham Knights.
Yeah, it's just the last two, DC type games have been washed,
Yeah, bad.
which is sad. So I hope this new Batman Beyond game will be good.
I hope it's just like the Arkham
The
series.
Arkham
Like,
games, yeah, I hope so.
quit doing that
But
always online crap and that. Crap that you have to have three or four people on the screen at all times, no matter how many people are playing. Like, that's stupid.
it is dumb. Like, dude, they should have done what they did with Gotham Knight. They should have done it how, like, Spider-Man did it. How you
Yeah.
can switch between the two Spider-Man.
Yeah, you don't have to have them both on the screen at the same time.
Yeah, that split screen. Like, that's
Stupid.
so stupid. Like, why?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Makes no sense. Makes no sense.
Do how GTA does it, you know, they switch between characters. They have different stories, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
I understand.
Really,
I understand if you have friends that are playing, but if you're by yourself, why do those characters need to be on the screen? You should just be able to pick one and play with them.
Yeah, it's really dumb. It's really dumb on Rocksteady's part for that. I don't know what they make one of the best gaming franchises of all time. They say, I think
I'm gonna screw this game up. I'm gonna make it suck.
I'm gonna make trash. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But according to Leaker, Lunatic Ingus, Rocksteady is looking at
Lunatic.
Lunatic. Ingus. Rocksteady is looking at Batman Beyond to take, you know, obviously as its next take on the Caped Crusader for its next game. Which, Batman Beyond, it's kind of weird because I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a cape.
Batman without a cape?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a cape.
Weird as crap.
It's a weird show because it's black and red a lot of the time. It's really weird. But, yeah, I mean, it takes place, like, in the future. Bruce Wayne's old.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not Bruce Wayne.
Batman's not Bruce Wayne?
Yeah. It's, like, a different kid. I forgot his name, but...
Well, that's dumb.
Batman's it might say
Bruce Wayne. Everybody knows that.
Well, besides the people that are in Gotham.
Yeah.
Except for the Arkham games, because everyone knows he's Bruce Wayne at the end and Gotham not, and Arkham Knight.
Yep.
That was such a good game.
It was.
But it says here, the new rumors follows, you know, other reports that Rocksteady is gearing up to return to the realm of single player Batman games. So they're going to do single player, like how, you know, the Arkham games were.
Good.
I hope it's still like in the same format like that, though. It better be.
Should be. They want to be good.
It says, however, oh gosh. This rumor claims that the proposed Batman Beyond game may be on a PlayStation exclusive. Something, you know, that has, you know, goes against the grain, you know, when, you know, looking at the studio's past releases. This rumored exclusivity is, you know, likely a result of unverified reports about Sony. So there, it says here they're going to be funding the next up and coming game. So that's why it's going to be an exclusive.
Well, that
but
sucks.
We'll see. It's most likely going to come on PC because how, you know, Spider-Man did. But we'll see. It most likely will probably come on Xbox as well. We'll see, though, because you never know about Sony.
Right. Why is Sony getting all these superheroes as exclusives? Bunch of bullcrap.
I don't know. They got Spider-Man, now Batman. They got the two, like, faces of two different franchises.
Well, and then, like, Venom, that rumored game about Venom, and then Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine. Yeah. I'm excited for that Wolverine game.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Just a little teaser of it looked nice.
Yeah.
But it says here, this would certainly be a perplexing decision, as one, you know, would think Warner Bros. Would want most, you know, players as possible for the new game and stuff like that. know, who, why wouldn't you want,
you would, you think,
know, more players?
Yeah, especially since your last game is washed.
And, you know, your other Batman games that were single player were top 10 games each year. But
yeah, and cross platform.
Yeah. So why wouldn't this one be cross platform? It's kind of dumb, honestly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this new Batman game, you know, especially considering, you know, the large amounts of money it reportedly lost on Rocksteady's Kill the Justice League. That's rough. Making a game just for it to be washed. Redfall.
Yeah, Redfall's trash too. It and Kill the Justice League were about the same. And Gotham Knights. All washed.
Yeah, all
like 60s like on Metacritic. Yeah.
And all like the same year also.
Pretty close, yeah.
I know Redfall and Kill the Justice League was.
Mm-hmm. I think Gotham Knights might have been the year just right before.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was 2022.
Yeah, I think so.
But it says here, taking place in the future, Batman Beyond sees Bruce Wayne. You know, hung up his cape. Handing off the mantle to Terry McGinnis. That's that guy's name.
What the crap is that?
It's also, like, this guy is apparently, like, kind of like a clone of Bruce Wayne, but he doesn't look like him. It's in, like, the story. This is what I got, because I haven't watched it, but I've seen a TikTok of it. It was like, this guy's, like, he has, like, Batman or Bruce Wayne's DNA in him. Like that, he's kind of like a little clone. It's weird.
But how are you a clone and don't look like
it? I don't know. But he's like as strong as athletic. I think he's actually stronger and more athletic and stuff than Bruce Wayne.
Hmm.
Just like a better, stronger Batman, but obviously not better because the original.
Nobody's better than Bruce Wayne.
He can be stronger and faster, but you can't be better.
No.
You can be like a stronger Batman, but you can't be better than
you. Just not possible.
You don't even have a cape.
Yeah, how do you not have a cape?
You're Batman.
The Caped Crusader is your name.
I'm pretty sure he might have a cape, but a lot of times it doesn't look like it. I'm not sure.
That's dumb.
But, you know, this Terry, under, you know, Bruce Wayne's guidance, he faces off against iconic foes like Mr. Freeze, as well as a wide range of other bad guys. Dad going, how old's Mr. Freeze then? Batman's old. If Bruce Wayne's old, how old's Mr. Freeze?
Yeah, dad going.
How's he barely, like, how's he doing all that crap? But, you know, he goes against, you know, other range of bad guys like Shriek, Spellfinder, NQ, and Blight, who could all, you know, serve as interesting combatants for, you know, the rumored game. The new rumor also claims that Rocksteady's supposed Batman Beyond project will serve as the first piece of a new trilogy of Batman games as well.
As
so
long
it's going to be
not
like
trash.
I hope it's not trash. I hope it's actually good. Even though it won't be Bruce Wayne, I hope it is good like that. Like, say, like a spinoff series of God of War, how we talked about that could maybe how this might happen too.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe.
Say, I hope, like, say, a spinoff with, like, Atreus. This would be a spinoff with this new Batman, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope it might be, you know, like that. It'll probably be a spinoff, like following the Arkham, maybe games, just later into the future.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be all right, I think.
We'll see.
That'd be cool.
Like you know, Batgirl, Robin, Nightwing, all them. They won't be active. It'll just be, you know, this Terry guy.
Yeah,
because it's in the near
the
future.
The rest of them are old as crap.
Yeah, the rest of them are pretty old, so, you know, we'll see, though, we'll see. But it says here, As stated earlier, Rocksteady's most recent outing left both it and the game publisher hurting. It was clear from the start of Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League that it would struggle, and the controversial live service features and somewhat lackluster main campaign, Suicide Squad sales came in way under expectations, resulting in layoffs, which we talked about as well. We've talked about so many layoffs. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. When it comes to gaming.
Yeah. But the game has, since ended with Suicide Squad wrapping up its final season in early 2025, paving a clear path for a new Batman Beyond project if this is actually what Rocksteady intends to do. I hope they do. I want to see if this will actually be like a good Batman series or not. Because it sounds...
What's sad about that, like you talked about Kill the Justice League ended earlier this year, so within the past month, it's sad because the game just came out.
Yeah, I know.
And it just failed so bad, they already just discontinued the servers and everything. Like,
it's ridiculous. It's really sad.
For Rocksteady, like, they're a good company. They make good games, but just they made a bad decision with that game.
Yeah, like, that game could have been so good, but they chose the wonkiest combat ever.
They chose for it to be online live services, and then you have to have those people on the screen at all times. Like, that's dumb. That's stupid. Nobody wants that crap.
Like, then the combat's whack as crap, too. Yeah.
Like, a Batman game. Like, I know it's not a Batman game, but
it could have been so good. Like, they should have just based it how the Arkham games work. Yeah. Obviously, it's not Batman. But
it's in the same universe.
Yeah, it could have been like how, obviously the game, the story game like that, like Spider-Man and Batman, it could have been just like that. It's not difficult.
No.
It's like story games like GTA, it could be like that too, like just, it really isn't hard to make a game.
And nobody wants always online service games. Like make it to where some people that don't have good internet that can play it offline, single player, like the Batman Arkham games. Like, I know it's 2025, but there's still several people in the United States and all over the world that do not have good, reliable internet. Some people don't have internet at all.
For example, the Assassin's Creed games, like, some of those games have online play. Mm-hmm. Like game modes, certain game modes that are online. That's what they should have done. They should have had game modes, like certain game modes, like combat.
The multiplayer only, not even to play by yourself. You got to play online. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah. It's really dumb. They should have had the single player based story and then say multiplayer kind of game modes of how, like, whatever. I don't know what they would be, but,
Yeah.
Still, that would have been the easiest thing they could have done. But no, they made it trash.
Completely.
For what reason? We don't know.
But they're regretting it now.
Yeah. A good game could have been such a good game, but then they just threw it away.
If it was set up like the Batman Arkham games, like you play as one player at a time, but the story behind each one or whatever, that would have been really good. I would have bought it. I would have played it.
And then in the end, all the people came together to fight whatever, like whatever boss, like final boss. Like, it would have been such a good game if that's how it was. Because it was a good concept until the gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, the overall game, amazing concept, but the gameplay. Washed.
Gameplay's trash.
I don't get why they walked away from the Arkham gameplay for those type of games.
I guess they want to try something different, whatever, but it...
They should have actually full-out tested everything before. I don't think they tested it fully.
I don't know what they did.
I don't know. They did some wash.
Yeah.
But that's all I have for that.
Yep. All right. That's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. We don't do the YouTube right now. We too lazy, but we'll get back into it eventually.
Wait till Ashton retires in September from his job. Then we'll actually start doing YouTube videos and stuff. We'll figure out ways to post content more and stuff on YouTube and everything like that.
Yeah. Just wait until September. Then we'll do more stuff. But follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that crap. Our merch on TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
Just as Ashton said, follow our, socials, personal socials, and get some merch if you want to on TeePublic. It's a pretty nice quality merch. You guys can pick. There's hats, hoodies, flags. There's a whole bunch of stuff. So go ahead and check that out if you guys want to. And truly, just thank you guys for all the support and everything like that. And we really appreciate it.
Catch you guys next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.